Reaction is still pouring into President Obama's speech on Afghanistan last night. He set a timetable for the withdrawal of 33,000 U.S. troops from Afghanistan by next summer. Today, Afghan President Hamid Karzai welcomed the move. Some Afghans, though, worry that the U.S. withdrawal will happen too fast. Hekmat Karzai is Afghan President Karzai's cousin. He also directs the Independent Center for Conflict and Peace Studies in Kabul.
We have to really wake up and specifically deliver to the Afghan people. For the past 10 years, the international community has been with us. And now is the time for the Afghan security sector on many different levels to really deliver. So that is what it really means at the end of the day for Afghan. This is why there is reservation and some actually doubt this.
Do you think that the fact that the U.S. is going to be pulling out and now we have specific dates and specific numbers and other allies who are in the region as well, France and the U.K. in particular, are also having a drawdown, that this is going to have to accelerate for Afghans the process of shoring up the security forces? I mean, do you think there is any possible way to accelerate it since everything will be hinging on the strength of those forces to come?
I believe so. The reason for that is that I think if you had spoken to lots of people yesterday before President Obama announced his entire plan, I think most people would have told you that the modest withdrawal, 5,000 to 10,000, would have been their best estimate. The highest estimates we had heard from Americans were about 15,000. So this really actually is going away from what the conventional wisdom would have told us. And now we're looking at almost 33,000 soldiers leaving. So that's why the pace of the withdrawal has, in certain levels, shocked Afghans. And this is why, in certain elements, the process has to also be picked up on the Afghan side.
What's been standing in the way of that so far, though? I mean, for the 10 years the U.S. has been there, of course, it hasn't all been devoted to training. But why are the Afghan security forces not, at this point, ready to step up to the game?
Well, we have never really focused on developing these institutions. When the international community came to Afghanistan, it divided different sectors to various different donors. As you very well know, the police force was given to the Germans, and sadly, the Germans did not have the resources or the capabilities to train the Afghan police. And then similarly, the only institution that has done quite well is the Afghan National Army, where the United States contributed over $8 billion. So there is significant differences between how the police interacts and how the army interacts.
Let me just ask you one more question. This has to do with President Karzai himself. He, as you well know, warned that foreign soldiers risked being seen in Afghanistan as occupiers because of the civilian casualties they caused. Here in the United States, Washington's been criticized for condemning President Karzai publicly, for spreading corrosive leaks about him privately, and has not made the attempt to understand him or his position. I don't know if you agree with that yourself or not, but I wonder who's missing something here. I mean, what is there to understand about this man who does not seem to be aligned with the United States at this point and who the U.S. considers a corrupt and inept public official?
I think at this stage to start once again publicly criticizing each other does not help anyone, no matter who starts the process. I think there are certain grievances that the Afghans have, and on the other side, the international community, and particularly Americans, also have grievances that have to be addressed. But these could be done in a more systematic and holistic manner than rather going out to the media and conducting it. President Karzai, I think, has about 2.5 to 3 years left in his tenure, and I think he's someone that the international community has to deal with. And at the same time, we have to realize that the international community are our partners, and they're here to help us, and they're here to assist us in the development of Afghanistan.
Mr. Karzai, thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Hekmat Karzai directs the Independent Center for Conflict and Peace Studies in Kabul. He is a cousin of Afghan President Hamid Karzai.